Day 12, March 16th. Today's reflection is based on 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 23, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Trevor Jameson, class of 2001. I live in the north of East of England, less than 1 hour's drive from the city of Durham. Prominently positioned in its historic center is Durham Cathedral. The religious community associated with it began 1,000 years ago. The present building was substantially completed 1 century later. It is vast, beautiful, and awe-inspiring. It attracts thousands of visitors each year, though how many as pilgrims and how many as tourists is a good question. The Apostle Paul, had he ever traveled this far north, could have used Durham Cathedral as a visual aid to speak not only of church buildings, but about church institutions, about human leadership, about congregations, and even about individuals like you and me. The Corinthian congregation, he writes, is a living temple, as long as God's Spirit resides within it and its members. That temple's foundation is Jesus Christ, not admired leaders such as Paul, Apollos, or Cephas. As long as such leaders build upon the right foundation, though, their work becomes a beautiful adornment, like the columns, arches, and glasswork in Durham Cathedral. 2,000 years after Paul, many of us live in settings where the spiritual climate has become less hospitable to faith and belief. It is tempting to focus on religious traditions, including impressive cathedrals, still powerful church institutions, talented leaders, and lively church activities to see us through. We should be grateful for them all, but Paul reminds us that if we substitute any one of them for Jesus Christ as the foundation of church life, rather than recognizing them as an adornment, they will not sustain us. How helpful, then, to have a period such as Lent, when we focus upon Jesus and his journey to the cross, remembering who and what is foundational for our faith. Today's prayer. Gracious God, thank you for the gift of the church, with all that is good in its traditions, institutions, leaders, and activities. Fill us with your Spirit, we pray, so that we remain focused upon your Son, Jesus, the foundation of that faith we hold and share. Amen.